Shalom and welcome to our program, Messiah in the Torah. I am Lars Enerson. In this program, I'm going to talk about why Christians need to study the Torah. Now, we need to explain first, what does the word Torah mean? Well, it is a Hebrew word, actually it's pronounced Torah, that is translated in most Christian Bibles as law. So it is referring primarily to the law of Moses. So why should Christians study the law of Moses? That is what I'm going to talk about in this program. Because for most Christians, the first five books of the Bible is a very unknown territory. And the word law does not really get most people excited. So I need to tell you that the Hebrew word Torah does not really mean law in the sense of the modern use of the word law. Torah in Hebrew means instruction or teaching. Now that makes a lot of difference if you talk about why do Christians need to study the teaching, meaning the teaching of God, the teaching of the Bible, compared to why do we need to study the law. The law does not really, it's a word that does not get us excited. However, teaching is something we understand how important it is. I will begin to read to you from the book of Psalms, the first Psalm, Psalm 1 from verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, or the Torah of the Lord. And on his Torah, on his law, he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. Now, that's not a bad promise for those who love the Torah of God, the Torah of the Lord, or the teaching of the Lord, the law of the Lord. So, but I want us to first look at what the five books of Moses really contain. Because most Christians, they think it's all about the laws and commandments and so forth. I will mention to you here in the beginning seven things that we find in the law of Moses, in the Torah. The first is it teaches us about the beginning of all things. And if we don't understand where we come from, the beginning of everything, we will be very lost. It's so important to understand the beginning of all things. And that is what we find in the law of Moses. Secondly, in the Torah, in the law of Moses, we find the calling and the early history of the people of God, the people of Israel. So it's a book of history. Almost half of the law of Moses, the five books of Moses, contain history. And thirdly, it is teaching about the tabernacle. Number four, it is teaching about the priesthood. Number five, it is teaching about the sacrifices. And number six, it is teaching about the feasts of the Lord. And then finally, the seventh point is it's teaching about the commandments of God. So we find that the law of Moses is not only about commandments, and it's so much more. And We want to emphasize here that all of these things that we find in the Law of Moses, they prophesy about the Messiah. And in this series, Messiah in the Torah, we are going to go through the entire 5 books of Moses in 1 year. Since ancient times, the Jewish people have divided the Law of Moses into 54 sections called in singular parashah in Hebrew and in plural parashot. And every week, one of these sections, one of these parashot, is read in every synagogue around the world. And during an entire biblical year, the entire 5 books of Moses are read. So over the coming year, we are going to study about the Law of Moses, what it says to us about the Messiah. So this is what it's all about. Now, why is it so important then for us to study these things? I want to, in the first point, I want us to go to Matthew chapter 5 and see what Yeshua, Jesus, is saying himself about the Torah of Moses. Let's go to verse 17. This is the greatest of all the sermons in the world, the Sermon on the Mount. And it says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law," that is the Torah, "or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one iota, not a dot will pass from the Torah, from the law, until all is accomplished." So here we see that Jesus himself is saying that the Torah, the Law of Moses, it is valid, it is going to never pass away as long as heaven and earth stand. And moreover, we see that it is inspired by God. Not even, it says, every word here, but every letter. And even more than every letter, every dot, everything in the Torah is inspired by God. And it is going to remain in place as long as heaven and earth stand. So in Matthew chapter 4, the previous chapter, Yeshua, Jesus, quoted from the book of Deuteronomy. He quoted from the Law of Moses when he told Satan, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." So we know that the Law of Moses, the Torah of Moses, it has proceeded from the mouth of God. And that's the first reason why we need to study the Torah. It is because it is the Word of God, and every Christian, every human being for that matter, but especially Christians, we are to live by every word that proceed from the mouth of God. We need to pray with King David in Psalm 119 and verse 18. He says, let's go there. I want to read it so we get it exact from the Bible. Psalm 119 and verse 18. "Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law," out of your Torah. That was the prayer of King David, the man after God's own heart. In fact, the longest chapter in the entire Bible is one great worship hymn about the Torah, the Law of Moses. And here David is praying, "Show me, open my eyes that I might behold wondrous things from your Torah." And I can guarantee you, if you follow us in this series, Messiah in the Torah, you are going to discover things that you have never seen before. The Bible is going to become a new book for you. And that is the purpose of this series, Messiah in the Torah. We're going to see what God has spoken in his teaching, in his Torah. Now, secondly, why do we need to study the Torah? Why do Christians have to do that? Well, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and from verse 15. This is Paul writing to Timothy. From childhood, you have been acquainted with the sacred writings. Talking about the scriptures, the Holy Scriptures. Here it's referring to what Christians are calling the Old Testament. I don't like to use that term, and I'm not going to use it in this teaching because it is not a biblical term. Old and New Testaments, they are not biblical terms because they give the impression that something is old and other things are new. Well, everything in this book, which Paul explains in the next verse, it has come from the mouth of God. That's why they are never old. They are always new. They are eternal and they never pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. That's what Yeshua Jesus said. So let's continue here. I start again from verse 15, 2 Timothy 3. From childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus, through faith in Messiah Yeshua. In other words, we need the wisdom of the scriptures in order to be saved through Messiah, our faith in Yeshua Jesus. And then it says in verse 16, all scripture, that it means the whole Bible, all of scripture is breathed out by God. It comes from the mouth of God. And it is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. So basically, the Bible is one book that is unique from all other books in the world. There is no other book like the Bible because the Bible has come from the mouth of God. That means that it is all ultimately the same author of everything in the Bible. It has come from the Spirit of God. And because the Bible is one book, it is like, in that sense, like every other book, you have to begin to read from the beginning of the book in order to understand the rest. And the Bible does not begin in the Gospel of Matthew. It begins, the Word of God begins with the books of Moses, the Torah. And everything in the Bible is founded on the foundation that God has laid in the Torah. That's why it is so important for us to study the beginning of the Bible, the books of Moses, the Torah. Now, I want us to, in order for us to understand the Bible, that is so foundational. I just want to remind you that Jesus, Yeshua, and all the apostles, they knew the first five books in the Bible, the Torah, by heart, by the age of 12. At their bar mitzvah age, they were supposed to know the entire books of Moses by heart. And that was the foundation from which they understood everything else in the Bible and everything that Jesus taught and said. It was filtered through their knowledge of the Torah of Moses. And that is so important to understand. Now, I want us to go to a very, very powerful passage of Scripture, and that is in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, and the last two verses, verses 46 and 47. John chapter 5, 46 and 47. For if you believed Moses, this is Jesus talking here now, for if you believed Moses, you would believe in me, for he wrote about me. And then listen to the next verse. It says, But if you do not believe his writings, if you don't believe the books of Moses, the Torah, how will you believe my words? In other words, we cannot understand fully the words of Jesus, Yeshua, without first believing in the words of Moses. We don't believe in Jesus instead of Moses. According to Jesus himself, we believe in him because of Moses. And the first disciples that believed in Messiah, let's listen to what one of them said in John chapter 1 and in verse 45. It talks about Philip. It says, Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the Torah, in the law, and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." In other words, he knew the words of Moses by heart. And when he saw, when Philip saw Yeshua, Jesus, he said to himself first, "This is the one that Moses spoke about." And that's what he told Nathanael. "We have found the one that Moses has spoken about." So that's why it's so important to know, what did Moses write? What did he say? In order for us to understand who Yeshua Jesus is. Because we have just a few of those things in the New Testament, in the Gospels. But the books of Moses give us a fuller understanding, really, of who the Messiah, who Jesus is. Paul says that the law, the Torah, is like a shadow of what is real in the Messiah. Now take any painting, any picture, without shadows, that picture is dead. It's two-dimensional. It has no life in it. It is the shadows that give depth and life to an image. The same with the gospel, the same with the teaching about Yeshua and his teachings. If we don't understand the shadow behind what is fulfilled in Messiah, we will have a very shallow understanding about who he is. That is why we need to study the Torah. Now, I want us to also go back to Luke chapter 24, just a few pages earlier, and read what happened when the Messiah revealed himself, risen from the dead, to the two disciples on the way to Emmaus. Let's go to verse 25. "And he said to them, 'O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and enter into his glory?'" And then it says in verse 27, "And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." So here we see that when Yeshua Jesus taught the disciples what the scriptures actually said about him, what the prophets had said, and that's the proper name for the Old Testament, that is the prophetic writings that show us what was to come. So when he taught the disciples from the prophets, it says he began with Moses. That's where we have to begin. That's where the foundation is. And that's what we're going to do in this series, Messiah in the Torah. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to also see something else. If we go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 46, something that is very important. We're going to read verses 9 and 10. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9 and 10. It says, "Remember the former things of old." In other words, don't forget what has been written in the so-called Old Testament, but remember them. "Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me." Listen to verse 10 now. "Declaring the end from the beginning." from the beginning. That's so important. And from ancient times, things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose. So in order for us to understand the prophetic word, the end of all things, the book of Revelation, the coming of the Messiah, we have to first understand the beginning, because God has spoken from the beginning about the end. He has spoken in the books of Moses, in the Torah, what is going to come to pass in the end time. So in order for us to understand the prophetic word, we have to first understand the books of Moses. That's where the foundation is laid. The book of Revelation can never be understood without first understanding the five books of Moses. So that is so very, very important. Now, I want us to go back to also again to Luke chapter 24 in the account there on about the disciples on the road to Emmaus. And we're going to skip down to verse 32 and see what the disciples said when Yeshua, Jesus, opened up the scriptures to them, beginning with Moses. It says, after he had left them, they said to each other, verse 32, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures? Now, why do we need to study the Torah? In order to get burning hearts, just like the two disciples did when Yeshua Jesus opened up the scriptures to them. And we have now another helper to us, the Holy Spirit, who has been given to teach us all things. And with the help of the Holy Spirit and with the understanding of the apostles, it's like the New Testament that I call the apostolic writings. They give us the clue, the answers to what Moses and the prophets wrote about. So now we have access to the answers to the mysteries, the shadows in the books of Moses, in the Torah. And when we combine these things and then study the Torah based on the revelation of the apostles, we will find that there is so much depth in the Word of God, and it will give us burning hearts. That's what we need in these end times, not to be lukewarm, but to have burning hearts. And I have encountered so many Christians when they have gone through this teaching, Messiah in the Torah, they've said, well, this has given me a completely new understanding about the Bible. This has given me a burning heart and a love for the Lord. So that is what you're going to find in this teaching. Now, here is even one more important reason, and maybe the most important one of all. Well, I cannot say everything that I've said so far is so very important. You have to understand that. To understand the Bible, to understand the prophetic word, to understand who Jesus is, to understand the gospel, everything depends on our understanding of the first five books in the Bible. But I want us to go to 2 Thessalonians and read something very important there in the second chapter, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's begin for the sake of context in verse 1. Now concerning the coming of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah and our being gathered together to him, we ask you, brothers, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by a spirit or a spoken word or a letter seeming to be from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first. Or like it's translated in the King James Bible, unless the apostasy, the falling away, comes first. And then it says, and the man of lawlessness is revealed. Who is the man of lawlessness? It is the Antichrist. He is the very opposite of Yeshua the Messiah, of Jesus Christ. And he is called the lawless one. I call him the one without the law, or the man without Moses. Friends, Yeshua Jesus did not come to abolish the law. It is the Antichrist who is against the law of Moses. He is called the lawless one, the one without Moses, the one without the law. He is opposing himself against the teachings of the Lord in the Torah, in the five books of Moses. So in order for us to escape that falling away, that deception that is in the end times, and I believe it is here, folks, we're living in times of deception like no other time in history. In order for us to not be driven by these winds of doctrines and the deceptions of the end times, we have to know the scriptures, and primarily the five books of Moses. So I want us to read just one passage also from the book of Matthew about this. I don't have time now to go into everything about this very, very important subject, but let's go to Matthew chapter 7 and read there what our master is saying about the false teachers in the end times. He says in verse 15, beware of false prophets. And then if we skip down to let's continue there in verse 15 first. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. And then he talks about them in verse 21, saying, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. In other words, in the midst of all these demonstrations of power, these people never knew the Lord, and they were workers of lawlessness, opposing themselves against the Torah of God, the laws and commandments of God. So in order for us to stay clear of this deception, we have to know what God has spoken through Moses in the first five books of the Bible. And that's what we're going to study in this series. And I am so glad that you have been watching, and I hope that you will stay with us for over the next year and study with us in this series, Messiah in the Torah. God bless you, and Shalom from Jerusalem.